What's up, guys? Y'all good?
You want to start with?
Yeah, take us through that, the one play you did.
Almost.
The one throw you made to Thielen where you ducked two sacks there. What was going through your mind?
Yeah, I don't know. That one was crazy. I mean, we had a little called rollout pass and, just trying to find somebody open downfield. I don't know who it was came around. I think Riley had to block forever. He's like, I thought you were rolling out right, you know. And I think a guy he had just completely, he pushed him all the way around and then just kind of ducked and the get small drill. You know, we work on that in practice with Coach Stefanski, our quarterback coach. But, no, I'm just playing. Adam did a great job, finding some space.
Did you even see him at that point? Or, I mean, look like you.
Who?
Adam, because the guy was right in your face when you.
You think I just threw it to space and hoped somebody was there? No, I saw him. I saw him, man.
Hey, you talked to me before about circling this game, acknowledging circling this game, and I'm sure they're all satisfying to win, but to win this game in this situation, you take a special satisfaction.
Oh, yeah. I think I talked early in the week, talking about circling the game, looking forward to it. Later in the week, I kind of, maybe went more towards this is just another game, it's another team, another really good football team. For me, I at some point this week, I looked at how this is, what this means, and what we've done, and I was like, I don't have to be anything but myself. And if I put too much into this, if I try too hard, I'm hurting my teammates. So I wanted to be here. I wanted to be talking to you guys after a big win, and that was my approach. And making sure didn't get too high with the highs or low with the lows.
Yeah, Rich Gannon and other guys who have gone back and played teams that let them go said that that's a real risk, that you can get way too amped up and it affects you. Did you talk to anybody beforehand, or was it just something that you said, I'm going to have to dial it down a little bit?
Yeah, I've got some good people giving me advice, family, friends, coaches. I talk with Coach. Coach Zimmer, that was one of the first things that he said this week was, don't go off the reservation. And, I think my quarterback coach, too, we had a good long talk about just, how to approach it mentally. And it's business as usual. We do what we do. We trust our process. We have a process that we do every week. And you trust the process. You go to bed every night confident that you've done everything you can that day. And I roll out there, between the lines and confident knowing I've done everything I can to be the best prepared player I can be. It helps some. Obviously playing against those guys, you do studies with teams, as you're preparing for any defense, so you try to learn them as much as you can, about them. But, knowing all those guys, for the most part, Tremaine, LaMarcus, Ogletree, Mark Barron, and then the front, the guys that were there when I was there, I think it helps.
Okay, so how potentially tough was it this week with the Rams? You claim your old team, all the talk about the QB situation here. How do you sort of compartmentalize all of that and maintain a focus when there's so much noise going on around you?
I don't know. I don't listen. I don't listen to what's going on. I don't pay attention to a lot of those things that don't matter to me, that don't matter to how I play. I go out and do my job, and obviously some of it filters in. But I mean, I've talked about compartmentalizing, and you said that. But I know these opportunities don't come along very often, and I'm not gonna sit around and worry and wait and try to figure things out. That's not fair to the rest of my team. I do that because I'm not at my best if I'm using a percentage of my mind and worrying about other things. So, I shut that out and, I come out to play.
Dave, you developed a very strong bond with your offensive line. Guys that like to remain pretty much anonymous other than what was on in that locker room. How would you assess sort of their development and their will and today being a prime example of how they have wore down that Rams defense that they were on?
Yeah, I think... you know how many games we've gone without a sack? Yeah, six. That's awesome. I mean, against that defensive line, another one today, I mean, I talked about Aaron Donald, you know, early in the week. I think he's one of the best players in the NFL. You know, all those front guys, they're really, really good. Robert Quinn, Connor Barwin, Michael Brockers, you know, you know, I've seen firsthand what those guys, you know, can do to opposing quarterbacks. So for me to, you know, not have a sack today is incredible. Those guys are playing absolutely awesome, and I love what they're doing. They're doing so well. They're communicating. You know, all those guys are doing great. So you got to give them a lot of props. I think they were a big part of the win today.
This is along those lines, what was it like to get 7-8 seconds before dumping it off to Morgan?
Say what?
Along those lines, what was it like to have like 7-8 seconds on that one play before you dumped it off to Morgan?
Oh, yeah. That was a crazy play. My initial, you know, two reads weren't there. The check down was sort of covered and felt I had a little more time and just kind of, you know, scoot over in the pocket and, you know, have all these guys running downfield. And I love David Morgan, but I found him in the flat, and the ball actually got tipped, so he made a great catch and pounded his way for 7 or 8 yards. So, yeah, that was awesome. I didn't know what to do back there.
Okay, so there was a key roughing call on Aaron Donald, I believe. What happened on that play? Because it looked like he got you pretty good, but it looked like it was before, you know, it didn't look like a roughing.
It did or didn't?
It didn't. It was a little hard to tell what happened.
It was. I don't know. It happened fast, man. He got off the ball, you know, and honestly, like, I never saw him. I was looking downfield, and, you know, all of a sudden I feel him, you know, hitting me right there around the face. So, I don't know. I have to watch a film. That happened so fast. He's so fast. I have to watch a film and see. I wasn't watching him, or, you know, I was feeling what I was feeling, but.
Right. When you're playing them, does it give you a special appreciation for how good that line is, that defensive line?
Yeah, I mean, they're really good. You know, they're very talented. I've talked a lot about them, but, you know, I want to talk more about my offensive line and how well they played, because they were awesome.
When you throw a short pass to Thielen, I mean, do you expect them to take the house like that? I mean, did you see that one happen before happening?
They were in cover zero, so they were, you know, blitzing a lot of guys, and that, you know, doesn't leave a free safety in the middle of the field to, you know, go help tackle. So, you know, we had a great play call. Pat did a great job. Offensive line, you know, did a great job because they're bringing more than we can actually block, and gave me enough time, you know, to find him. Quick little throw, and you know that's what happens.
Hey, so throw you made to Rudolph up the seam. I think there might have been two guys there. You put a part. Is that just a sign of the trust you have in those guys?
Yeah, I mean, Rudy's a great target, and you know, there's a few times where I missed him. He's open. You know, and it's a matter of, you know, seeing the right thing, having the right reads. You know, he probably should have had 3 or 4 more catches that I, you know, missed that I didn't throw to him. But to have a guy like that was double covered, you know, that I can put up around, you know, his head, that was an awesome catch. I mean, he like snatched it. And special player, man. We've got a lot of guys that I trust out there.
Can you put 6 games without a sack in perspective? Because that's unbelievable. It's an incredible stat.
Yeah, I think Tom told me it was like, it was 199, 299, 299. That's the amount of attempts that we've had without a sack in those games. 5 sacks and 299 attempts. So, I mean, it's awesome, you know, and those guys are playing so well. A lot of different guys. You know, we had Rashad went out for a couple plays, and so, you know, Jeremiah Searles comes in. You know, Pat does a great job with protection. We, you know, the whole week we're constantly communicating about things, you know. I love those guys. I love them a lot.
Do you feel your play with Mark to the Vikings just coming out and saying, hey, you're the starting quarterback, or if it keeps going a week-by-week type thing, are you okay with it?
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, man. We'll keep doing what we're doing. If you know, we do however we do, if, you know, Coach Zimmer does whatever he does, he's – you know, he's a coach. It's his decision. You know, I'm here to play. So if however he wants to do it, I'm here. I want to be the best player for this team, and we'll just keep. You know, I'm going to keep doing what I do every week and keep answering the same questions, and you know, just keep getting ready to play.
Just watching from the sideline, how did that Anthony Harris strip at the goal line sort of change the energy and the momentum on the sideline?
Oh, it was big. It was huge. I think it was 7-7 at that time. Is that right? So they're going in, they're inside the 1 yard line, obviously, and that's a huge play, huge play. And to be able to get a couple first downs, too, for us, I think, you know, that was good, you know, don't know what you call it, but helping each other out, you know, defense, helping out offense, helping out special teams so we can flip the field. You know, that's what smart teams do.
Casey, you came out with a flag at the beginning, and I imagine that's a salute to service gesture, but is that something you planned during the week or spontaneous, or what was the decision
there? Yeah, that was an incredible opportunity for me. They talked to me, I think it was Friday or Saturday, but talked about, you know, asking if I'd want to run out with a flag. And, one, I jumped at the opportunity. I mean, it was awesome. It was incredible. You know, for me, being able to run out with a flag, you know, being out there during the, national anthem, you know, I am so thankful that I get to do what I do, because there's men and women out there that put their lives on the line and, you know, sacrifice so much, you know, that I get to play a game. And I think it's pretty cool that, you know, we get a chance to remember that. And, you know, to run out, you know, with the flag, you know, it's a, you know, it's a little gesture, but, you know, it meant a lot to me.
First time?
Yeah. Yeah, it really was. It was special.
Last couple for Case.
Do you have a wide receiver like Adam Thielen? I mean, the plays that he's making, how much confidence does that sort of give you that he's going to go out there and make a play?
I got a lot of confidence in Adam. Obviously, you guys can see just, you know, the connection we have. I got a lot of guys out there. I mean, you know, Diggs, obviously explosive player. You know, Rudy, we've talked about him. I trust all those guys, man. Whoever's out there, whoever's in the huddle, I think, you know, I've got a complete confidence in all those guys.
Orbat said that after you missed those kicks, a lot of guys were just coming up to him, hey, keep your head up, all that kind of stuff. Did you say anything to him along those lines?
No, I didn't see him, but I've got 100% trust in him. Like I said last week, I wanted to kiss him after he made that, you know, 55-yarder in Washington. So, you know, nobody's perfect. You know, he's helped us win games, and, you know, he's a great player in this league. So I've got 100% confidence in him, and we'll continue to have it. Thanks, guys.